Good morning. My guest this morning is George Berland, the executive officer for the Sonoma County Task Force for the Homeless. Good morning, George.
Good morning.
Talk about the Task Force for the Homeless, just exactly what you folks do.
Sure. We're the nonprofit coalition of public and private services, community groups, religious congregations, businesses, and individuals, both housed and not housed, primarily to end homelessness in Sonoma County. And we do a lot of collaborative program development. We're working on a homeless court right now to reconvene a homeless court. We convene the Healthcare for the Homeless Collaborative, which is all our hospitals and clinics and behavioral health programs. And we work on assuring people access to integrated care. We publish the resource guide. We are a funder. We pass through federal emergency food and shelter funds to local agencies. So we have a variety of activities.
How long have you been with Task Force?
Well, I was a founder in 1981 when I was the Human Services Commission Director for the county, but I've only been working for them since 2002.
Well, I have heard that homelessness is declining in Sonoma County. Is that true?
It actually is. We did a count this year. We had one in 2013 and then one in January of this year, and it looks like homelessness overall may have declined by up to a third. Now, some people are better hidden because of enforcement action, so they may not have reached everyone. And counts are always a little bit low.
Right.
But we do know that we have declined in every category of different sorts of homeless folks. But we're still three times the national average on our rate of homelessness. So we still have a very disproportionate problem here.
Does it seem that it's declined because the economy's better?
I think that's one major reason it's declined. Yes, I do think that there are more jobs out there. But there are still a lot of evictions going on because of rising rents. We have some of the fastest rising rents in the country. So people are still falling into homelessness. We did find that 86% of the people that were counted had been living here before they became homeless, and 58% of those had been here for over 10 years, had homes here for 10 years or more.
Wow.
So we're talking about our own local people. We're not talking about transients or people from somewhere
else.
That
sounds very atypical when you think of the United States as a whole.
Well, I think as homelessness declines, it may be less atypical.
That's true.
Because really the problem is that we can't afford housing. We have a housing crisis here in Sonoma County.
That's right.
You know, rents are high, prices are crazy, and it's just very difficult for people.
Well, speaking of a housing problem and a solution for it, you have some great news coming out of the county. Is that right?
Absolutely. There was a plan presented by the Community Development Commission about 2 weeks ago that is called Building Homes, a Toolkit for Developing Affordable Housing. And there's some key changes. The new county strategy is really, I think, the right one. We have to build housing for people. We have to have a place to put people. We've got great services. People are perfectly ready to go into housing, and now the new philosophy is housing first. You get them in there as quickly as possible. But they're planning to build 2,000 homes, either build or renovate existing buildings, plus issue at least 200 vouchers to house 2,200 people in the next 10 years.
Fantastic.
It is. It's very exciting. They're looking at innovative housing styles, small apartments, tiny homes, manufactured homes. They're looking at changing the way they assess fees to affordable housing that tend to discourage the building of affordable housing, to do it more on unit size rather than number of units, so that low-income housing doesn't end up with a higher fee than a single-family home.
Right.
So there are some very innovative ways they're looking at it, and that is really long-term, I think, the answer to homelessness. That's what we need to do. The other thing I'm excited about is that in the meantime, we've got 10 years it's going to take to build that housing. We've got a couple thousand people living outside. Two-thirds of our homeless folks still live outside. We need to do something not to criminalize those people, not to keep pushing them from place to place. And now the plan does include looking at what they're calling interim measures, which is allowing people who don't have cars to camp, to find places where there are going to be legal places for people to be allowed to be outside. They'll have access to sanitation. They'll have access to services. They'll be able to get food. It's a terrific thing.
Excellent. Georgia, thanks very much for coming in. And let's tell people that for more information about the Task Force for the Homeless, here's a telephone number, 575-4494, online at sonomacountyhomeless.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.